You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Music out of the Chicago jazz scene, a band formed in 2013 and co-led by trombonist Andy Baker and saxophonist Ken Partica. From a 082 release in 2016, Waltz About Nothing, we heard This One's for Strum, a track that featured the tenor sax work of Mark Colby. New music before that from flautist Lori Bell and her quartet of pianist Josh Nelson, bassist Daniel Robert, and drummer Dan Schnell. From the album Ricotta Me, Remembering Joe Henderson, we heard Outer Urge, an album celebrating saxophonist Joe Henderson. And the set started with music from saxophonist Christine Jensen, working with pianist Steve Amaro, bassist Adrian Vedetti, and drummer Jim Doxis, from an album that just picked up the Juno Award for Album of the Year Solo. That was Day Moon and the track Wind Up.
I'm not quite sure what they call it. The space in between each second. But every time one comes around, I always think of you. And I tell myself this is real. The things that I feel and see. It took us a lifetime to get here, and a second to say our goodbye. And what about love? And what about patience? And what about the time it takes for me to get over?
About forever.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with music from veteran Seattle trumpeter and saxophonist Jay Thomas off Origin Records from the album I Always Knew. We heard Mrs. Goodnight, and he was working with composer and arranger Oliver Grunwald on that recording, drawing on 10 members of the Seattle, Washington jazz scene. Pianist Ray Gallen before that, working with bassist Ron Carter and drummer Lewis Nash from a 2023 outing called Grand Company. We heard Nardis, music recorded at the legendary Rudy Van Geller Studios in New Jersey. And the set started with music from singer Jeff Baker, working with producer and musical director, pianist Daryl Grant. From Jeff's album Phrases, we heard People of Paper, solo from flugelhorn player Marquise Hill. And just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. If you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
But a dream, oh Lord.